PK Subban, now how's he looked since he's come back? Obviously, we saw him his first game in Edmonton. Now how's he looked since?
He's been okay. You know, it takes a lot of – I used to think that if a guy missed 10 games, it'd take him at least two or three to get back going again. He missed 16, so it's taken him a little while. And then he had 3 days off at the All-Star break right after that. Well, he didn't really have it off. He was at the All-Star break. That might have been the worst thing could have happened. But anyways, he's played okay, and I know he'll get better every game. He played really well before he got hurt there back in December. So he missed a lot of games. He's going to take a while to get back into game shape and that grind that he needs to be at top form for the Predators.
Brent, is that part of the reason the Predators have struggled a little bit at home compared to the start they had at home? The record's still good, but they were much better early than they have been.
Yeah, Peggett played unbelievable the first month of the season. Without him, we would have been so far out of the race, and he played great. He played great, especially at home. We tried to get another goalie going, and then we finally had settled on UC Charles, who's played very well for us. But Peggett was terrific. The players weren't quite as good as later as they were early, and Peggett stood on his head early when we really played well. So it's just a matter of, I don't know what happened to our road game. Like, our road record is very poor this year. Last year was okay. Anytime you get over 500, we're two games under 500. You should be over 500, then you should be about 750 at home. That makes a good team for you. So we've played well at home, but not well enough. Not like we did earlier when we dominated. And that's what happened last year. We dominated home games. We played hard. We worked teams that came in here, and they had a real struggle against us every night. Now they're coming in here and they're keeping it close in the first, and then they're making mistakes or doing something stupid in the third period to lose the game. So we need to get better in all aspects of our game, but especially we got to be more consistent at home because we need those games for sure.
Guys who, you know, Ryan Johansson leads the team in points with 36, but only 8 goals. And, you know, that guy's a pretty good shooter. What's been the struggles for him in the goal scoring department?
He won't shoot the puck. He's in position. He wants to pass it all the time. He loves to set guys up, and he's not selfish. You have to be selfish sometimes. You got to shoot the puck when you have a chance. Good things happen when you shoot the puck. He's come down on a defenseman going around him, and he's tried to beat him to the net or beat him whatever. Instead of shooting the puck and having a rebound or a screen or a tip, he won't shoot the puck as like he should. And he should shoot the puck more often because he's a real good, like you said, he has a real good shot. If he shot the puck, he'd have at least 5 more goals, but he likes to set up a play. He'll try a cross-eyed pass over a stick, trying to get it on that guy's stick so he can put it in the net. But Ryan's played very well for us. He's starting to come. He's skating now better, and he just needs to shoot the puck more often, I feel.
Brent, when you look at matchups, and you've done that as a coach for a long time, and now you're watching it from a different perspective, there's been some good games, but Nashville has put together one of those good streaks against the Oilers where you have some good games, but they come out on top. Is there anything you see about the matchups or the style of play that gives Nashville that edge over the Oilers despite their improvements?
No, I just think that over the years, like the last 4 or 5 years, we've really played well in Edmonton and home here, especially in Edmonton. We played very well. And when you get on a streak with a team, you feel confident. You know it. You feel like you can do the job the coaches actually do that night, and good things happen. It seems that always good things happen against the Edmonton Oilers. But another point of factor is Pekka Rinne's, like, he's won the last 7 or something like that. He's got like a 1.1 goal against them. So Pekka's been a main reason why we played so well against Edmonton. So I don't think it's any one thing, but Pekka has been a good reason why we have played well and had good record against the Oilers.
Brent Peterson, former NHLer, a longtime assistant coach with the Predators, now their radio analyst, joining us. Oilers and the Preds tonight. Of course, Nashville got the victory in Edmonton on January 20th in a shootout. One guy who, you know, give me your thoughts on Victor Arvidsson, who seems to be one of those complimentary players who does a lot of good things.
Well, we thought he was a complimentary player, but now he's become one of our top players because he's like that Connor Sheary and Rust in Pittsburgh. They're very fast, and they do a job on the wall. They're feisty. They go to the net. They do everything that a big guy does. Plus, they have great speed, great tenacity, and that's what he has. He has great tenacity, great speed. He works hard. He's there every shift. He gets knocked down. He gets up. He goes to the net. He does everything well on the wall, which little guys aren't supposed to be able to do. You know, and he just played great for us all year. And it was starting to play us last year that he got his confidence. He was an up and down player until then. He came in, we had an injury or two, he got to play. Then in the playoffs, he just started scoring goals. He got his confidence, started scoring goals. And from day one this year, he's been one of our best players up front for sure.
Brent, going into the game, we should see McDavid, Draisaitl, and Maroon as that top line. If you were still drawing it up on the whiteboard, is there a matchup you like against them in particular, be it a line or a defensive pairing on your end?
Well, he doesn't really match up much. He matches up zones. If it's an offensive zone faceoff, he always throws Johansson or Cal Yonkrog out there with their forwards. And then Fisher's sort of the guy that gets the assignments against the best lines, but Peter doesn't really do that all the time. So once in a while you'll see Fisher against him, but a lot of times you'll just see the next line up because Peter likes to roll his lines and just keep them going even at home, even though he has last change. I think more of the matchup might be on defense with either Matias Ekholm and Subban or Matt Irwin and Ryan Ellis will always be on the ice when McDavid's on the ice. And that's what I think the matchups will only be, just mostly the defensemen and maybe Fisher and then the line, whoever's up, especially if it's an offensive zone faceoff for the Predators, he'll put one of his offensive lines out.
Brent, having played the game and then have coached it for as long as you have, when you get into those matchups, does it depend on how good your checking center is, like a Fisher or a Kessler, or is it imperative to have the D pair out against that elite center? What do you think's more important, the centerman like a Fisher or the D pair?
I think it's the D pair, but you certainly don't want to put a guy that's very bad in his own end out there against any of those kind of guys. Like McDavid leads the league in scoring. You want to have your best defensive or your best two-way players out there at all times. But I think the D pair is more importantly.
Okay.
Put out there. Then the centerman would be next, and then, of course, winners after that. But the deep pair would be the most important for me.
Brent, great to hear from you again. Hope things are going well. We look forward to seeing you again soon. Have a great day.
All right, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it. Take care.